We are now dealing with the glorious mysteries. We've already spoken about the resurrection from the dead, the fact that our Lord came back to life by the power of God and dwelt among us, lived among us, taught, and did perform many, many experiences that all those people in his time and place could experience and understand him. He continued teaching them, especially his disciples. But we move on to the second glorious mystery, which is the ascension of his body and soul into heaven. Now, this was an absolute necessary event. He had to go. He spoke that he had to go. He said, if I do not go, I cannot send you my Holy Spirit. So he went to heaven. But keep in mind that he ascends into heaven as a living, breathing, God-made man, body, blood, soul, and divinity. He ascends into heaven to be seated at the right hand of God, our most loving and affectionate Father, his Father. So therefore, we now have a living, breathing advocate in heaven. In other words, God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, has a personal relationship with each one of us in three different, completely different manners. By power of the Holy Spirit, which we will see in the next mystery, by Christ there at the right hand of the Father, and by the Father who sent his only begotten Son, who loved us into existence, and who gives to us our very life itself. And so this great mystery of the ascension, first thing we have to do, once again, the Hail Marys go off into the background. We say them. What we must do is we must listen to the words that are spoken, see what is happening during this great moment of the ascension, that he gathers all of his disciples and all the peoples that followed him and believed in him to the top of the mountain. And there, before their very eyes, he ascends into heaven. And there he leaves them yet to give them something so much greater than they could have ever imagined. He needed to ascend into heaven to be at the right hand of the Father so that he could be with us, in and through the Eucharist, the Blessed Sacrament. The ascension gives us the ability to have God living and dwelling inside of us, closer than he could have ever been. Now, this was to restore us to what we lost when we first sinned through Adam and Eve. You see, heaven was inside of Adam and Eve. They walked and talked with God. God was inside of them. And when they threw God out, they left that emptiness. And so Christ comes specifically to give his body, blood, soul, and divinity to be consumed so that he could dwell within us, that physically he could be part of us once again as he was before the great fall, before original sin. And when we look at the ascension, we see the sadness of the disciples, perhaps, the great joy of the disciples, the sadness because they're losing this beautiful physical presence of Jesus. And yet their joy united to him because he's returning to his Father, their greater understanding of what Christ has left. I will be with you all days until the end of time, he tells them. And that means that Jesus is truly with us. He most certainly is in heaven at the right of his loving and affectionate Father. But he is also here dwelling among us. He gives us this ability through the power of the Holy Spirit, through his priesthood, to not only live in, with, and through him, but to become him. And so this mystery, we must focus on what is taking place, the real mystery behind the action that is taking place here at the top of the mountain, that Jesus is rising of his own power right before their eyes. Can you imagine those who perhaps didn't have the completeness of their faith? Jesus had appeared to them. Some of them recognized them. Some of them didn't. For 40 days, he walked the earth. He appeared before hundreds and hundreds, even thousands of people. He taught them. He helped them. He helped them understand. He clarified many, many things. But he always promised that he would send the Holy Spirit. He explained to them that he had to go to his Father. And this great moment of the ascension is the great hope of the world. Why? Because Jesus himself was in this very act of ascending to his Father, was fulfilling the promise that he made to come and dwell within us, to be made with us, to remain with us until the very end of time, until we are once again drawn up into Him in His resurrection, in our own resurrection. We are drawn up into Him, and we will glorify and be His glory for all eternity. The ascension of our beloved Lord teaches us the hope to which we strive, that perfection of hope. Remember, faith, hope, and charity, those are virtues. Hope will be swallowed up. Faith will be swallowed up. And charity will endure for all eternity. That is love. And so in this mystery, we seek to perfect our hope in our own resurrection. We hope in Christ's mercy and His love. We look to heaven as the apostles did, to understand our own value before the throne of God that has been given to us through the merciful love of God, our most loving and affectionate Father. This Jesus who ascends into heaven, though He leaves us so that He can become us, that He can enter into us and we can become Him to the world. He needed to leave so that you and I could take His place. This ascension of our beloved Lord is a call to witness. It is a call to become Christ, not just to imitate Him, not just to pretend to be like Him, not just to do those things that we have to in order to get to heaven, but this is a call to become Jesus to the world. He is going to remain with us, most certainly in the most blessed sacrament. But He becomes our food so that we can become what we consume. We can become this Christ Jesus and therefore be the living Jesus Christ to the world so that the world will know that this Jesus who rose from the dead, this Jesus who ascended into heaven, this Jesus still lives among us in you and in me. This Jesus will remain within us as long as we remain faithful to that love that which we were given on the day of our baptism, this love that was perfected and increased on the day of our confirmation, this love that grows with every Eucharist we receive, this love that is restored with every confession that we receive, will become a real living witness to all of mankind in the world today.